VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. forces in Afghanistan say four Americans have been killed in a roadside bombing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The attack took place near Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, the main American base in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says three of the dead were U.S. service members and the fourth an American contractor. Another three U.S. troops were wounded in the explosion and are receiving medical care. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber detonated explosives that were packed into his vehicle. The fatalities bring the number of U.S. troops killed so far this year in Afghanistan to seven. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization, targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policies wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The president's action takes effect in a week and includes the IRGC's elite, secretive CUDS force. It means it will be a federal crime to provide any type of support to the IRGC. This is VOA News. Prosecutors say a man inspired by the Islamic State group plotted a truck attack near Washington. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack in Nice, France. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A U.S. federal judge on Monday issued an injunction halting the Trump administration's policy of sending some asylum seekers back across the southern border to wait out their cases in Mexico. The ruling is to take effect on Friday and will apply nationwide. The head of the U.S. Secret Service has been fired by the president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It began late last week when the administration withdrew a nomination for the acting ICE director to stay on the job permanently. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned. Today, officials say Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the job, though they say it's because of a personality conflict within the agency and not tied to Nielsen's departure. The changes may not be done. Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration advisor, who's newly empowered, is also said to be eyeing the departure of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Libyan authorities have closed the only functioning airport in Tripoli after an airstrike Monday as a battle for the capital continues between rival forces in the country. Security officers at Mitiga Airport, east of the Libyan capital, said that no side had yet claimed responsibility for the attack, which hit the runway but caused no casualties. The UN Human Rights Office says it fears dozens of Rohingya Muslims were killed in a military helicopter attack last week, far higher than the initial death toll of seven. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights said Monday, "We are now receiving reports that the number may be much higher than that. We have unconfirmed reports that the number may be as high as 30. Villagers said a military helicopter attacked a group of Rohingya who were gathering bamboo on Thursday. Myanmar's military blamed the attack on terrorists. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.